This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado Parks and Wildlife has killed a gray wolf it believes was involved in attacks on livestock over Memorial Day weekend. The wolf was a member of a pack which was relocated from Grand to Pitkin County because of attacks on livestock. Ranchers say the pack has continued to take calves, but groups supporting wolf reintroduction criticized the state's decision to take lethal action. Miller moths are back in Colorado just in time for your dog or cat to be spending more time outside, too. Jessica Apted with Sploot Veterinary Care says you don't need to worry if your pet has an appetite for moths.
Good news is that Miller moths are not toxic to dogs or cats, and eating one or two of them is typically not harmful, won't result in any issues.
Apted says too much of any one thing can cause stomach issues in house pets, but this time of year, bee stings and black widow spiders cause more vet visits. It's the start of Colorado's ozone season. Starting this weekend, the state will issue daily updates on ozone pollution. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
On ozone alert days, residents are asked to limit driving as much as possible and to hold off on filling up their gas tanks and mowing their lawns until later in the day. Children, older adults, and people with lung conditions are most prone to have health impacts on high ozone days. The Northern Front Range exceeded the EPA's safe ozone levels on 40 days last summer. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
And it's mostly sunny and getting warmer across much of Colorado through this weekend. This is CPR News and KRCC.